Greetings! And welcome to Crawford Show, which is called Smashing Nancy. For no particular reason. Please put your hands together for your host. It's Paul Byrne!
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. What a surprise that start was. And so we've got a great atmosphere. Now, let's talk about something that's been in the news quite a bit lately. It's been in the papers, it's a topical thing, I mean, people are talking about it a lot, isn't it? All the news reports and so on. And I think you know what I'm going to say, and that is the fact that the number of shire horses in this country is massively on the decline. Isn't it? I mean, they say there's fewer than 1,000 shire horses left in the country. it's not many, isn't it? I mean, yeah, obviously I can see one or two people disagreeing. I can see that lady there disagreeing with me immediately, looking at me as if to say, well, personally, Paul, I think that 1,000 shire horses, that sounds like quite a lot, you know, like all in one field. But I think, really, you need to compare it to how many shire horses there would have been in the whole country in the agricultural peak of this nation. And they'd have been all spread about as well, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have just been in one field, you know. you're not comparing like with like. And there would have been loads of them, wouldn't there? I mean, I don't know the exact figures for how many shire horses there were a couple of hundred years ago, because I wasn't fully concentrating on the report. But I said fewer than 1,000, didn't I? There's fewer than 1,000 shire horses now. So I mean, how many shire horses would there have been in the 18th and 19th centuries? I mean, I don't think I'd be exaggerating in saying more than 1,100. I mean, there must have been, mustn't there? So there's been a considerable decrease in the numbers. I don't think anyone's arguing with that now. I think I put that point across pretty cogently. And it's a shame, isn't it? Because it's a shame the numbers are going down, because the fact of the matter is that shire horses are part of all our lives, aren't they? I mean, obviously, not necessarily a major part, but, you know, we tend to see a shire horse, on average, about once every 3 years, don't we? I mean, that is the average period between seeing one shire horse and the next shire horse for a normal human. And there's various places you might see a shire horse, aren't there? I mean, where might you see a shire horse? Agricultural fair, that's a good suggestion. It's one of the more unusual, there's a more unusual place to see one, actually. I don't often hear that suggestion. What's the most common place to see a shire horse? A fate, absolutely right, a fate. You always see a shy horse in a fate, don't you? Not that you necessarily notice the shy horse straight away when you get to the fate, do you? Because there's so many other things to notice, aren't there? I mean, when I go to a fate, the first thing I always notice is the police dog display team. It's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Basically, what happens is the dog, it jumps through a hoop of fire. And people often ask me, in this sort of situation, people often say to me, they say, Paul, they say, Paul, they don't always sniff their legs like that. Depends on their stability. But it involves a lot of training, they can't necessarily do that. But they say, Paul, they say, how does the police dog jump through the hoop of fire without being seriously injured? I don't know why they think I've got the answers. You know, I've never put myself about as being a police dog display team expert. But luckily, I do know some of the answers. You know, I mean, purely by chance, really. I mean, you know, it is luck. Obviously, I don't tell them that. I just come up with it with the answer and take the glory. So, the question was, I forgot, what was the question, Josh? Yeah, the question was, how does the police dog jump through the hoop of fire without being seriously injured? The answer is, it doesn't. It's not widely known, but the dog is badly burned. And it's put down shortly afterwards. But you don't notice that because by then the mayor is on stage and he's announcing the results of the under-8s fancy dress competition. And his voice kind of goes all shrill and he says, and the winner is Samantha Johnson! And you think, oh God, it's going a bit on the top there, the mayor today. It's only the under-8s fancy dress. You know, we've still got the under-9s results to come. A much more hotly contested contest, you know. We all know who's going to win the under-8s fancy dress. It's obviously going to be Samantha Johnson, dressed up as Osama bin Laden. She's the runaway winner, she is. You know, she stands head and shoulders above the others. You know, we know all that. But the real reason why the mayor is going so loud is to mask the sound of the bullets. Because that's going on behind the main marquee, you see. Because the thing to remember about the police dogs is that they are trained on a hoop without fire. And when you see the display, that's its first and last ever display. That's it. Tragic. So, that's one thing you always see. Now, another thing